Hello, direct to Soweto, we and Damako Suku.
0530 Pelafini,
Pelafini, Makota Pela, Makota Pela, Unga, Unga, Gastoma, Di Piango,
Days test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kumbon Radio.
Ndola City Council receives a 2.5 million kwacha under 2026 Constituency Development Fund allocation. The cost of living rises as basic needs a basket hits 11,365 kwacha in Lusaka. In African news, the remaining worshippers kidnapped in Nigeria church abduction freed. For the news in detail, my name is Blessed Chwawa. The Ndola City Council NCC has received a total of 2.5 million kwacha from the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development under the 2026 Constituency Development Fund CDF allocation. NCC Public Relations Manager Rebecca Mshota has explained that Ndola District comprises of four constituencies: Bwana Mkubwa, Chifubu, Kabushi, and Ndola Central, with each constituency receiving 641,000 kwacha from the total allocation. Ms. Mushota notes that the funds will primarily be directed towards the skills development bursaries for youths as well as the secondary boarding school fees for pupils, in line with the government's objective of promoting education, youth empowerment, and community development. She further discloses that over 1,500 youths have already been selected to benefit from the skills development bursaries, marking a significant step towards enhancing employability and self-reliance among young people in Ndola.
And the ministry has guided that development skills bursaries should be prioritized under this allocation, which is under 2026. So all the four constituencies, which are Bwana Mkubwa, Kabushi, Chifubu, and Ndola Central, have made progress in selecting the successful applicants under the 2026 budget allocation who have been provided with development skills bursaries. Over 1,500 so far have been communicated to and have been selected as successful applicants, and whose tuition fees have been paid at various institutions.
In a related development, Chitambo Town Council has awarded skills training scholarships to 323 youths under the 2026 Constituency Development Fund, the CDF, aiming to equip young people with practical skills for self-reliance and employment. Council Public Relations Officer Roderick Nyerenda has revealed that a total of 4.9 million kwacha has been allocated to the program following the increase of the 2026 CDF allocation to 40 million kwacha. The selected youths will undergo training at various institutions, a move expected to boost their livelihoods and contribute to local development. Mr. Nyerenda has encouraged beneficiaries to exhibit a positive behavior reflecting the values of Chitambo District, and to take their studies seriously, noting that many other youths had aspired to benefit from the sponsorship. The initiative is expected to have a lasting impact, not only on the beneficiaries and their families, but also on the district and the nation at large.
The Chitambo Town Council, we have sponsored 323 youths in 2026 to undergo training, that is on the skills component. So a total sum of 4,961,615,000 kwacha has been will be allocated to this cause, so that these youths can be sponsored in these life-changing courses. So the young prospects of Chitambo who undergo this life-changing and transformative training.
The Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection, JCTR, says the basic needs and nutrition basket for a family of five in Lusaka has increased to 11,365 kwacha in January 2026, up from 11,327 kwacha in December 2025. JCTR Acting Social and Economic Development Program Manager, Lukwe Samsonda, has attributed the rise to sharp increases in the cost of essential food items, with kapenta jumping to over 424 kwacha per kilogram, while the price of onions has more than doubled to 45 kwacha 51 ngwe. Ms. Musonda has disclosed that Lusaka recorded the highest basket values throughout 2025, reflecting the high cost of food, housing, transport and energy in urban areas. She notes that despite a microeconomic stability, the cost of living remains persistently high, especially for low-income households. Ms. Musonda has since urged government to implement people-centered policies that protect the poor, strengthen social safety nets, and promote decent employment.
Many households, particularly the poor and marginalized, have yet to experience tangible relief. High food prices, energy costs and transport expenses, combined with low income and production levels, continue to undermine household welfare, revealing a widening gap between macroeconomic progress and lived realities, as reflected in the PNNB report. The Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection therefore reiterates its call for people-centered policies that place human dignity at the core of development and economic decision-making. Economic growth that entrenches inequality and excludes large segments of the population cannot be considered genuine progress. JCTR urges the government to prioritize investments that enhance productivity, create decent and dignified employment, and strengthen value chains across the economy.
Lusaka residents have raised concerns over an alleged Airtel money scam, with agents accused of exploiting poor network connectivity to defraud customers. The incident happened on Sunday morning at Kablonga Mall, where Bright Mwetwa deposited 500 kwacha with an Airtel money agent, but the funds have failed to reflect on his phone. After waiting for about 10 minutes without a confirmation message, Mr. Mwetwa left the mall, hoping the transaction would complete once the network stabilized. However, when he later returned to follow up, the agent, identified as Natasha, was no longer at the booth and her phone was unreachable. Mr. Mwetwa later met another victim, only identified as Andrew, who reported losing a 5,400 kwacha meant for school fees through the same agent. Video footage shows the agent conducting the transaction. Mr. Mwetwa has since appealed to Airtel Money and Zikta to urgently address the matter.
The name of the lady, the name she gave me, she was Natasha. I even have the phone number for the same she gave me. The amount is going to deposit 500 cash. At the same filling station at Kabron, just there at the filling station. So after I deposit 500, we waited close to 10 minutes. So she said, you know, there is no network. Yeah, I'll wait for a while or so that to prove that no network is not